Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Race and real estate can be touchy topics. Now a Boston-area playwright is taking on both issues in a Huntington Theatre Company production called The Luck of the Irish. The play's plot is driven by an under-the-radar home-buying practice. WBUR's Andrea Shea met with local playwright Kirsten Greenwich to find out more.
My mother always used the term ghost buying when talking about how my grandparents bought their house in Arlington, their first house.
Kirsten Greenwich fills me in as we drive through Arlington.
Coming up on the library, that's where I had my first job. And this used to be my grandparents' bank.
The 37-year-old playwright grew up in this predominantly white town, surrounded by three generations of her African-American family. Her grandparents lived a few miles away.
The story I was told is that my grandmother and a friend of hers went to look at this house, and they dressed very well. The friend actually did happen to be Jewish, but she had blonde hair and blue eyes. And they went as if my grandmother was maybe the maid or a housekeeper or a friend that was not the one buying the house.
Now, that story has fascinated Greenwich for years. After her grandparents died, the author's imagination started churning, and she wrote The Luck of the Irish. It features a similar Boston suburb and real estate deal, but the one in her play is a homeowner's nightmare.
It's the house.
The house?
She says it's hers.
Hers?
Ours.
The conflict starts in the 1950s when a successful African-American couple pays a struggling Irish-American couple to act as a front so they can buy a house in an all-white suburb. 50 years later, after the black owners die and leave their property to their grandchildren, the Irish ghost buyers return, saying they want their house back.
We've got the communion coming up, so we'll be needing you to move out by the first.
Now, Mrs. Donovan, you and I both know everything was signed 50 years ago, and this house
is... It's borrowed luck. That's what it is.
The African-American granddaughter being confronted in this scene is a young mother, like Kirsten Greenwich. But the writer says her play is not autobiographical. It's not about her family, and it's not about ghost buying.
These people are based on my grandparents, but they are not my grandparents. So it was borrowing, but then definitely giving myself the freedom to make up a family and make up a scenario.
But creating fiction from fact can be tricky.
Sometimes this play does feel like exposing secrets that people do not want to talk about.
As she researched what her family called ghost buying, she found more stories of marginalized groups using strategies to bypass prejudice, dating back to slavery. In this century, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Jewish family asked an Irish lawyer to buy their house in Medford when he was a kid. This very real history and the fact that Greenwich's play is being staged in Boston is keeping her up at night.
I didn't want it to be a play where you've got the black family that is sainted and victimized, and then you've got the white family that just wants to take stuff from them. I wanted to make sure that what was captured was living in Boston, where there's a lot of anxieties and history surrounding ethnicity and race. The black family also has its own prejudices and preconceived notions about ethnicity and class and money.
To reveal all of these complexities, Greenwich relied on her actors and director Melia Bensusan.
Everybody is right from their own point. So that to me is a tremendous leap that she takes as a writer, where there's empathy for everybody.
But actress Nancy Carroll admits her character is pretty unlikable. She plays Patty Ann Donovan, the Irish mother of six who demands her house back after 50 years.
Oh, she's not a very nice person. She's really epitomizes bigotry and racism, and she's totally stuck in her own era. This is a woman who cannot let go of what she thinks, as she calls it,
there's an order to things. There's an order to who should get what and when and how. There's an order to this town.
Patty, now, come now. so sorry.
There's an order to this town.
Yes, I know.
A way things are supposed to work.
I am very familiar with this town.
Even so, Carol, who's also Irish and lives in Boston, predicts theatergoers will have trouble taking sides.
I mean, you're really going to fight with yourself.
It's not black and white. There's a lot of shades of gray in this play.
Francesca Choi Key plays Hannah, the young black mother who butts heads with Patty Ann Donovan. The actress lives in New York, is African-American and Chinese, and says The Luck of the Irish isn't a black story or an Irish story or just a Boston story.
I think every metropolitan city has this sort of identity issue to contend with. And not only is it not just a Boston story, it's a human story. You know, we're in transit and looking for home and identity and worth all the time. It can be a very elusive thing.
And playwright Kirsten Greenwich says that quest for the American dream is the bigger truth she's looking to get at in The Luck of the Irish, which brings us to the title. Through her research, Greenwich discovered the phrase was coined during the period when Irish immigrants were discriminated against in the U.S. To have the luck of the Irish was actually to be unlucky.
And so I decided to keep that title because I think both families feel like, what are we asking for? If we get that one thing we're asking for, everything will be perfect.
But sometimes, Kirsten Greenwich says, getting what you ask for isn't always a blessing. Sometimes it's a curse. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shedd.
The new play by Kirsten Greenwich, The Luck of the Irish, opens at the Huntington Theatre Company's Calderwood Pavilion on Friday.